Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. I hope you're doing absolutely fabulous, amazing even. I want to talk to you in this podcast about the word right. R-I-G-H-T, right. You know, we give ourselves a lot of latitude to determine what is right. And we also give ourselves a lot of permission, I guess, to determine what we don't feel right about, especially as it pertains to other people or other actions. And we'll say things, I don't feel right. I don't think that is right. I don't feel right about it. I feel like, you know, what they're doing isn't right. And yet, what is our basis for right? And who gives us permission to have opinions about everyone else? I think we wouldn't want someone always determining if every decision we made was the right one. But we have no problem looking across the room or at someone else and going, I don't think they did the right thing. And yet, what we're really saying is, you did the wrong thing. That was stupid. I would have never done that. But we say, I don't think it's right. And yet, ultimately, God is right. And we all are off on right and righteousness. We're not quite there, even those of us that feel the most righteous or the most right about judging other people or determining what you thought they should have done. Boy, I can't even tell you how many people have told me that what I'm doing isn't right and that they're praying for me that I will come back. And I keep saying, hey, I haven't backslidden. I haven't ran away from God. I meet with Him every day. I spend time with Him. I open my life and my car continually to lost people that I try to encourage and empower and speak hope into. And yet, how I handled the departure wasn't right. And how I left someone hanging wasn't right. And how I raise my children isn't right. How I do ministry isn't right. How I do life isn't right. And I keep thinking, according to who? How do you get permission to determine what's right about other people? Because ultimately, you're sitting around figuring out what's wrong with them. And if there's something wrong with someone you love, you should try to help them, not judge them. You should try to be an encouragement and part of the recovery rather than, well, if they had done what was right, they wouldn't be in this mess. You know what? The Word of God says that rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. It means people who are right and people who aren't right. Get rained on, get muddy, have hard times, get sick, deal with loss, lose their jobs, have conflict. It's what we do about it. How do we handle it? Where do we find what is right? You know, when you look at scripture, and I really encourage you to do this, look up how many times the Word of God says that God is always right. Then do a word study on how many times He says, we're right. You see what I'm saying? We need to stick with God. We need to understand that about Him. That God is so much higher above and beyond. I love like Isaiah 26:7. Oh Lord, You always do right. And You make the path smooth for those who obey You. I love that. I will praise you, Lord. You always do right. Psalm 7:17. The Lord always does right, and he has set me free from the ropes of those cruel people. Psalm 129:4. Man, I'm not trying to be crazy here, and I'm not trying to hurt any feelings, but I want you to understand the power of our words, and that when we say things like, I don't think it's right, what most people hear is, I don't think you're good enough. I think you're stupid. I think you're wrong. I think I know better than you do. And how does that help anyone? You know, we used to say it, you know, as parents to kids when they were little. It's not right. Why? The kid would ask. And we said, because I said so. And that might be helping them understand the ways of God, but it's certainly not the ways of us, because the older they got, the more they realized that we're not right, that we make mistakes, that we're super flawed. So we're saying, I would prefer that you didn't do it this way. It will lead to consequences. But our grasp of what is right can only be in comparison to Jesus and our relationship with God. That's what's right. He is ultimately righteous. The Word of God says, us on our best day, on our most right day, at our most righteous time, is nothing more than filthy rags. Awful, dirty, bloody rags. That's what our righteousness amounts to. So, rather than flaunt all the things we know is right, why don't we just talk about God, who we know is right? When we share concern, do it with love. Do it proactively, because we want to be part of the solution. And when you follow God, here's the motto I want to leave you with. If you will do what is right, God will do what is left. It's great, isn't it? If you'll do all that's right, God will take care of everything else, all that's left. So let's do what's right rather than tell everyone else what we think is right. Let's be examples with big smiles and joy. And if someone is in a place that we don't in our hearts feel is right, then let's become their greatest encourager and helper, so that we can help turn them to truth by speaking the truth in love. All right, that's my take on right. If you will do what's right, he'll do what's left. And what is right? Him. He will guide you. He will lead you to the way to be right. Oh, good stuff. I hope you hear this with a heart that is smiling and receiving, because I am far from judging anyone. Thank you. Thanks for being part of my life. Thank you for believing the best in me. I wouldn't want to be on this planet without amazing people around me. We're all flawed, imperfect, but on a path to becoming more like the one who is right. Love you. Peace.